Meetings in English can be stressful.
Yeah, you have ideas, but you don't say them.
Yeah, you don't want to interrupt.
You don't know how to do it professionally.
Exactly. And the problem is not just having meetings. It's knowing how to communicate clearly and professional in English during them. But don't worry, we're going to help you. Welcome back to the B-Pod. I'm here with Johnny. How are you?
Hello. Yes, Vicky. Nice, nice. Well, today you'll first hear a fictional dialogue set in a work meeting. And so you will hear just a natural English, natural business English language, and then we will analyze a little bit the expressions, the grammar, pronunciation, so you can actually use them at work.
Yes, yeah, so let's get started into the meeting. All right.
Fantastic.
Shall we start?
Please.
Okay. All right, shall we get started?
Yes, let's begin. Thanks everyone for joining on time.
First on the agenda is the project timeline. We're slightly behind the schedule.
I agree, we may need to adjust a few deadlines.
Before we do that, can we clarify what caused the delay?
Well, from my side, the main issue was supplier availability.
That makes sense. However, we still need a solution.
Well, one option could be relocating resources temporarily.
I'm not entirely convinced that that will solve the problem.
Fair point. What would you suggest instead?
Perhaps we prioritize the most critical tasks and postpone the rest.
Well, I'm on board with that. It sounds more realistic.
Great. Let's summarize the action points before we move on.
Okay. Well, that was so serious, like in a meeting, no, Vicky?
Yeah, because we are professional, you know, Johnny.
That's right. It's true.
Yeah. So now let's analyze the language from the meeting we have. These are core expressions you'll hear and use constantly in professional environments. So let's get started with how we start and structure meetings. So from the dialogue, we have phrases like, shall we get started? First on the agenda. These phrases help you to take control of the meeting politely.
All right, I like them. So then, of course, you can give opinions, but you have to do so diplomatically. We heard something like, well, from my side, I'm not entirely convinced. So notice how disagreement is softened. And this is the key in business English.
Yes, yeah, so let's see more phrases about agreeing or acknowledging ideas. For example, that makes sense, or I'm on board with that. These expressions show agreement without sounding repetitive.
Fine, excellent. And we have one more. When you might want to make suggestions, for example, one option could be, another one could be, perhaps we prioritize. So here we're using modal verbs and tentative language reduce directness and sound also professional.
Yes, let's see some vocabulary about meeting. So you have agenda, deadline, resources, action points. So all these words are very common in meeting across industries.
Oh, that's right. And also maybe we have to pay attention to the pronunciation. Business words that often cause certain issues. For example, you could hear schedule or shadow, depending where the English comes from, if it's more British or more American. Then you also have resource or resources. Then you have also prioritize, which is not an easy one, and also availability, right? So the stress placement is crucial to sound more natural, because maybe we come from a Spanish background, no? Then you might say availability, no, but not it's not availability, no, it's availability, no, or prioritize. No, it's prioritize. No? So, yeah, stressing in the right place, it's important in English.
And let's see more useful meeting expressions. We have, before we move on, can we clarify? Let's summarize. What would you suggest?
Excellent, fantastic, huh? Very good expressions that could be used in a meeting. So I think we have a question for our friends. Now let's test your meeting English.
Well, how would you say in English? Propongo que revisemos este punto más tarde.
That's right. So you can write your answer in the comments.
Yes, and if you're finding this useful, please give us a like, subscribe to the be part to our channel, of course.
That's right. That's right. And remember that we focus on English you actually need at work. And here on Trainland.com, you will find not only just English, but it's maybe a B1, but also a B2, and also just professional English, like business English, which we also teach in the school. So you're more than welcome to look for your specific course in this case.
All right, so now let's continue. Let's be clear, meetings are not about perfect English.
It's true. It's about being clear, polite, and an efficient communication.
Yeah, for example, instead of saying I don't agree, you can say I'm not sure I fully agree, or I see your point, but.
I like those, Vicky. And same message, but better tone.
Yeah, another common situation is interrupting politely.
Yeah, for example, you can say something like, sorry to interrupt, but, or another one could be, can I just add something here?
And to move the meeting forward, you can also say, shall we move on to the next point? Or let's park this for now. And one thing that often causes problems in meeting is not the English itself, but cultural difference.
Oh, that's so true, Vicky, and especially just you that also work with the Chinese podcasts and also with the Japanese podcasts. No, Asia, it's also different in this sense. No, it's the culture. It's very important here. So the same sentence can sound polite in one culture and too direct or even rude in another.
Yeah, that's right. For example, in some cultures, being very direct, it seems as efficient.
While in others, especially if you work in an international team, softening language is essential.
Yeah, that's why phrases like I suggest, perhaps we could, or it might be worth considering are so useful.
Yeah, they don't mean you are unsure. They mean that you are respectful.
Exactly. And another big difference is how we give instructions.
That's true. So in some countries, managers give very clear direct orders.
Yeah, but in global teams, direct orders can feel uncomfortable.
So instead of saying, do this today, you might say something like, could you take care of this today?
Some objective, but very different tone.
That's right. So also, we need to make a clear difference between talking to customers or talking to colleagues. Then we also need to adapt depending on who we are speaking to, right?
Yeah, with customer clarity and politeness are key.
Good. With colleagues, you still need respect, and the tone can be more collaborative.
For example, with customer, you might say, "Oh, let me check that for you and get back to you shortly."
And with a colleague, you could say, well, I look into it and let you know.
And another cultural difference is how people use silence.
It's true. In some cultures, silence means disagreement.
In other, it means thinking.
That's why phrases like, "Does anyone want to add anything?" or "I love to hear your thoughts" are so useful in meetings.
And if you work in international companies, English is not just a language.
Yeah, it's a tool for cooperation.
Understanding cultural expectation helps you avoid conflict.
And it makes you a much more effective professional.
Because good communication is not about being perfect.
It's about being clear, respectful, and culturally aware. So wow, Vicky, yeah, what a mixture, no? It depends, because many of our students or listeners, they might work in companies, no, globally, and of course there is a different thing, no, depending in a company in Spain, Europe, or Asia, or America. Yeah, I imagine that's a big difference.
Of course, and so that's why it's very important to understand the culture and, of course, to use our phrases.
That's right.
Okay, so well, we have previously asked how to say this phrase. Propongo que revisemos este punto más tarde.
Okay, well, a natural answer or a natural way to say this in English would be this option. I suggest we review this point later. So, and we got also a question for interaction for you. If you are working a company, well, what's the hardest part of meetings in English for you?
Interrupting, disagreeing, presenting ideas.
Or maybe just talking in English. Maybe that could
Maybe.
be the issue. Yeah, well,
Maybe.
please tell us in English in the comments.
Yeah. So, well, today you learn practical expressions for meeting at work. For the next episode, we are going to learn how to write formal emails.
So English that helps you sound confident and professional.
So, well, thank you for staying with us. And remember, you can always visit our website, trainland.com, to keep improving your business English.
That's right. Enjoy just listening to our podcast and visiting our website.
Well, see you in the next episode then.
Bye, friends.